That noise in the background is just Theo snoring. This is a tag at the top because I think we forgot to mention this till the end. And some people don't make it to the end. So we got to do it at the top. Yeah. And that is that we finally got the people at iTunes to reduce bonus episode number 4's price down to $1.99, which was our goal all along.
Yeah, just know that we don't deliberately price it that way. That's a default setting in iTunes, and they lagged fixing it. So it's fixed. Download it. You're going to love it.
Please give it a shot.
A top episode, and it's so much fun, and you're going to love it.
Live from Pasadena, the full charge sits with us. He's on the show, on the bonus show, live audience. It was just the most fun. The audio is fantastic, and we just really appreciate it if you would consider downloading it. You'll find it under albums. So you look under, if you search like my name or Christina's name and albums, it's bonus episode number 4 live from Pasadena. Thank you, Little Mommies.
Meow.
God damn, y'all are lazy. Fat white man. Nice titty lady. Fat white man. God damn, y'all are lazy. Fat white man. Nice titty lady. Fat white man. God damn, y'all are lazy. High flu, god damn y'all lazy. High flu, so high flu, god damn y'all lazy. Fat white man, nice titty lady. Fat white man, so high flu, so high flu, high flu, high flu, god damn y'all lazy. Fat white man, nice titty lady. Nice titty lady, so high flu. God damn, y'all are lazy.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, that's the. Let's see, who sent us that? I'll give you your shout out, sir. If I can make this work. The song is called Theo Jam.
It really is.
That, of course, is the real name of the song because our son, Theo, starred in it. Sent to us by Christopher.
Christopher! Who killed the dog, Christopher?
I'm sorry, it was produced by Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's who made that. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's good. Kenobi, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for the song, sir. As always, you can send your songs, instrumentals, whatever you have, to our email address, which always stays the same. It is yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. So what do you got coming up?
Well, Double Dog Jeans, very exciting. Anchorage, Alaska.
January
17th and 18th at Platinum Jacks. I'm kind of, you know, we'll see. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Cold. And then after that, I'm going to be with my jeans. 23rd of January, we're going to Flappers and we're doing Your Mom's House and Friends.
Stand-up show.
Stand-up comedy. It's going to be with Ian Bagg and Ryan Sickler. And, of course, Matt Bronger.
Brongy Pants.
And you and me doing stand-up sets, man.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You guys should come out if you can.
Super fun.
2 days later, we'll be at the Ice House, just as last time, doing the podcast live. And we have some really exciting news to go with that live podcast. Why don't you tell them?
Well, mamas, guess what? We're going to be streaming the podcast live on Laughster.
And what's the cost?
We got the people at Laughster to stream the show for free 99 for everybody all over the world. You guys will not have to pay a penny.
That's really nice.
Which is so freaking cool. So watch it there. And if you want to, you guys can tip us, I think is what they call that, if you want to give bucks.
Yeah, it's up to you. And there's also special incentives. This is kind of, just a way for... you to interact with us, because not only can you donate and you can buy one of these special incentive things, which we could tell them what they are, but you can also, like, we're going to do a segment in the live podcast where the Laughster people will be communicating to us what you guys are putting on the board.
Right, so we can talk with you directly. Yeah, directly. But if you do want to bid, or there's stuff like you can bid for shout outs on the show, you can bid for a poster and my new upcoming CD for free.
Yeah, you'll get a pre that bid gets you the before CD. Gets you the pre-release.
Yes,
right?
Of my upcoming CD.
What comes out of the tip? Yeah,
and a signed poster, and then. But another prize, I guess you would call it, is us calling you from the show we did this last gentleman from Florida. Remember, that was fun.
Yes.
And the coolest one of all is...
There's only one of those.
There's only one of these, and it's so funny and ridiculous that we thought, do you have a prank call you want to make? Do you want to break up with somebody? Do you want to propose to somebody?
Do you want to pretend you're breaking up with somebody and then not do it?
Do you want to just prank a friend? Well, guess what? Your mommies will do it.
We'll do it for you.
Yeah.
There's only one of those. You have to bid on it.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous thing we just thought would be fun to do. So I'm excited that you guys can watch it for free.
Yeah.
And let's see. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. And you don't have to do any of those things. We just highly encourage you to.
Yeah. But you don't have to do
it
that,
is
guys.
Just sign up. Whoa.
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 Blue bands. What happened? Did he jiggle the cord with his beak?
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, when you're looking at that... and also, guys, if you're in Kansas City, come see me at the Kansas City Improv January 29th through February 1st. And then February 13th through 16th, Buns and I will be co-headlining the Chicago Improv special Valentine's Day show. Very rare. We don't normally do that.
Yeah, we don't get to do it a lot.
But you know what? We love Chicago. I absolutely love Chicago, as does Tommy. And we thought, why not? We'll do it for Chicago.
Nice. Phoenix, this weekend, the 10th and 11th, I am at Stand Up Live in Phoenix with Joe Rogan. I'm opening for him, but I go back to the same club next weekend, and I'm doing an hour. I'm headlining that club, Stand Up Live, the 16th through the 19th, and I'm bringing your baby's mother, the full charge, with me. So you can come see the two of us next weekend.
That's exciting.
Very exciting. And then, in addition to the other shows, February 6th through the 8th, I'm at Helium in Portland, Oregon.
Oh. You know what? I didn't give out the link for Laughster, guys. So this is the link you're going to go to watch the show. On the streaming show on the 25th from the Ice House. It's going to be on laughster.com. That's laughster.com/YMH. So you go there, laughster.com/YMH. The 25th, we're going to stream at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Bookmark it.
Bookmark.
Bookmark it, bitch.
So that's kind of neat. I'm excited that that's going to work.
It's very exciting.
People all over the world are going to live with the mommies for one night. Guys, one great resolution you can make for the new year, you can maximize every minute and every dollar for your small business. We know an easy way to do that with stamps.com. Think about how much time you've wasted going to the post office, right? You drive there, you have to find parking. It's a nightmare. Stamps.com is the better way to get postage. You just use what you already have. You guys, you already have a computer and a printer, and you can get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. And even better, the mailman comes to pick it up. You don't even have to go to the post office.
That's the best part.
With Stamps.com, everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. Did you know, Tommy, have you ever seen those big postage meters?
Yeah.
I used to have one at a magazine I worked at, and it's a big beast, and it's a nightmare to use.
I've had them at offices.
Oh, it's a drag.
They charge you way more for them.
Absolutely. So we've been using stamps.com for like years now, right? Are we on year two
or three.
It's been pretty great.
Yeah.
We have absolutely no qualms with this product whatsoever.
No, the thing is it's crazy is, it's for those of you that have doubts about it, you're printing your own postage and it's legal. Like you,
that is the fun part.
You feel like it shouldn't be.
Right.
But you're literally logging in like you're logging into your bank account and you press enter and you get postage and that's it. It's done.
Do you know what I love best? when I have all these like packages that we do here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll just take it into the post office anyways.
Yeah.
Just for the satisfaction of carrying in a big bag of packages.
You can skip the line.
And skipping the line yep. and being like, here's my stuff. And yep. they're like, what? And I'm like, I already pre-packaged it, yo.
Yeah, it's great because sometimes I've done that too where I've walked in with our like stuff packaged up and I'll walk in and someone will be like, there's a line here.
Not for me.
There's a line. And I go, I'm already stamped up. I'm ready to go. And then they go, oh. Yeah. And then the postal people will be like, you can just put it right there.
You're
like,
in the know. Yeah. You get the green light.
There's a line here.
So right now you can use our promo code MOM to get the special offer. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get a $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in MOM. That's stamps. Why did I stumble?
It happens. You had a little. You hit a little bit of a tongue tie.
That's stamps.com. Enter M-O-M. Mom.
Ooh, mom.
It isn't greasy.
Oh,
so greasy. Funny.
Yeah. So thank you, stamps.com. Please, as always, check out and support our sponsors. Sponsorship.
You reminded me of what's his name? Lakis, Tom Lakis.
Drop that bitch.
Yeah.
Cut that bitch's head off. I tell you, I went out with a piece of ass this weekend. Yep. Pow.
And for those of you who don't know,
you know what I spent on the date? $5.
Right.
She was sucking me off.
Yeah. Tom Lakis weighed no less than 4,000 pounds. And was just a horrible man on LA
He
radio.
Was such a dad boner. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And Velcro it was, shoes.
Yeah, and the pictures of him, he always had his sunglasses on, but he had dad boner hair.
Right.
And
smoking a stogie.
He'd wear a leather jacket in the summer, like a big one that you're like, that looks like it's covering up a lot of body.
I'll tell you what you do.
And his whole shtick was like...
Get more tail for less cash.
Yeah, it was always treat a girl like shit. That was right. His whole thing. And if she stops putting out, you got to drop that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Dump that bitch.
And then his friend or his callers would be like, blow me up, Tom. And he'd play a sound effect of something blowing up.
I forgot.
Flush
that.
Me away.
Flush me. Yeah, it would be like.
Give me a bong hit, Tom.
Right. Take me out the bong end to thank you, Jesus. And it was like a bong rip sound. Yeah. And then some guy. Or, take me out African tribal style.
And I thought, yeah, it's so stupid. It was so. But it was like addictive stupid. You're like, I got to hear this dumb shit again.
Yeah. I bet that's how
his
people feel about our show.
Was the, of course. His advice, though, was the worst advice. He would always be like, and then if somebody ever challenged him, they're like, yeah, right. You would. He's like, let me tell you something, pal. I'm worth, I can't even tell you how many zeros are in my bank account. And they would, I had three different pieces of ass this weekend, right. Pal.
Right.
You know what I did with that bitch? I dropped that bitch off after she blew me in the car.
Right. If Lakis was so popular, and he always say like, I got the highest ratings in all of Los Angeles drive time. You're like, really? Well, where are you now, Tommy? Where
and
are you, Tom
Lakis?
The
best was that after his show aired Conway.
Oh, my God.
And who? What was the guy?
It was Conway and Steckler.
Steckler? And was Steckler the one who did the amazing impression?
Yeah, perfect.
He would do a spot on impression, and he would just mock him for hours.
Yeah.
And like what Lycus would like complain to the station, like, this guy's coming on right after him, mocking me. There's nothing they could do, though. That guy.
Yeah, bitch.
He would just do it. He would do it for hours.
Right.
It's hysterical.
More trim for less cash.
Oh, we got so much to cover. We got to get into this.
So much is happening in the world.
Jeans. Unit. Jeans unit.
Oh, I like that.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's start this show, man. Come on.
Here we go, Hulkster.
You know something, Earthquake? I remember what it felt like to be underneath your massive frame as you came crashing down on my ribcage.
Watch this.
And I also remember you, Dino Bravo, and Jimmy Hart laughing out loud as they rolled me out in that stretcher, man.
Do you understand what he did?
I remember the tears in the eyes of all my little Hulksters wondering if this was really the end of Hulkamania.
And no, you tell me. You tell me, why is he held captive?
The question that even I wonder about myself.
I, I,
But most of all, I remember the outpouring of all my Hulkamaniacs, all their cards, man, all their letters, and thank God for all their prayers. And I also remember the man who was leading the charge of all my Hulkamaniacs.
Well, listen.
Let me do this. I would love to speak on this.
The big bad tugboat. You know something, Earthquake? The memory is still fresh in my mind of you and Dino Bravo double teaming the tugboat, making sure he wouldn't be in my corner here at SummerSlam.
I'm just saying, no, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna rat's ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here.
And that's why we're dedicating this match tonight to the Tugster. And it's also why your plan's not gonna work, Earthquake.
Listen, I got it. Let me do this. Really, I'm gonna tell you one thing. People around the world.
Because I'm not going into the ring on my own tonight. I've got the big boss man on my side, making sure that justice will be served.
I'm gonna do one thing. You guy behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we gonna take it. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you gonna take that abuse? We gonna get it. But guess what I do? One day, this door's gonna open. Do anyone understand that?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
The explosions and stuff. Kill it. I'm turning into
I turned
robot.
It down.
You want me to go deaf?
I turned it down.
Is he talking to Earthquake, the comic?
Yes. Hulk Hogan, back in the day, hated Earthquake's comedy. So he would always go after him.
Earthquake, that was quite a masterpiece. Thank you for putting
that
together.
Yeah, just a little mashup of Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman back in there when Dennis used to fight under the Earthquake name.
Oh.
And they would just, listen here, brother. I'm not going to take any shit from you. And he's like, no, let me tell you one thing. People around the world.
World.
Well, we covered that story extensively the other day, as I'm sure you are already aware of. And then today, was it today? Yes, today, which is whatever. The day before you're hearing this, Mr. Rodman issued an apology.
Oh, no.
For his incoherent, drunken rant.
Well, can I ask you one question before we go any further into this mess of Dennis Rodman? What was his argument? I'm not sure I even follow.
Okay, here's his line of thinking, from what I can understand.
Okay.
He gets a little tongue-tied at times. He doesn't know exactly... Right. How to word what he wants to express himself, but sometimes the best that he can do is so he tries. But as we all know, he's
retarded.
So, but what he's saying is that everybody presses him, like, do you know where you are? What an oppressive regime this is. Mm-hmm. What their track record? And I think in his actual alcohol polluted mind. Mm-hmm. He thinks people are just criticizing his relationship with this guy, and he's thinking, he's like, I've hung out with this guy. He's not a bad guy.
Okay.
Because I don't think he processes or even comprehends what the regime actually does, like what North Korea's track record. I don't think that's been explained to him, and he goes, oh, I get it now. I think it's, you know, he's like, I've hung out with this guy. He loves the Bulls. Like, he's not a bad guy. So basically, this is his, I don't know, third trip there, I think, and... He's again being pressed in probably the same way every time. They're like, what are you doing? Why aren't you asking this guy about, in this case, Kenneth Bay, And while, you know, he's been apprehended, and what Robin's like, he's saying like, well, you know, I'm not here for all that. Like, you, that's political shit, and not really comprehending the gravity of it. Understand? Got you.
And then, okay. So he's like, I'm just here to play basketball with these dudes, right? That's his argument?
Mm-hmm. He's what? I'm just here playing basketball.
Just here to a cultural experience. Don't
even
ask me.
Yeah, it's just so that, like, Americans come here and we show them what we're like and they see us, you know, they see how we are. And
That probably blows them away, the North Koreans, because they don't have television. Like, they only have one channel of, like, Korean
propaganda.
It's just
state-run TV. Yeah, absolutely.
All it is, like, their one TV channel.
And they've definitely never seen black people in person.
No. I'm sure their one TV channel, it's like that Orwellian thing where they just sing happy birthday to Kim Jong-un all day, every day, right?
Absolutely. And he, Rodman also sang happy birthday. I'll play that for you in a moment. But
okay.
Here's his apology. He said, I want to apologize. I take full responsibility for my actions. It had been a very stressful day. Some of my teammates were leaving because of pressure from their families and business associates. My dreams of playing basketball diplomacy were quickly falling apart. I had been drinking. It's not an excuse, but by the time the interview happened, I was upset. I was overwhelmed. It's not an excuse. It's just the truth. I don't see the possibility that those words exactly came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like something he would say.
That sounds like a saner, deskier person wrote that for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like a publicity, a PR type of person.
He went on to say, I want to first apologize to Kenneth Bay's family. I want to apologize to my teammates and my management team. I also want to apologize to Chris Cuomo. That's the guy who was interviewing him. I'm embarrassed. I embarrass a lot of people. I'm very sorry at this point. I should know better than to make political statements. I'm truly sorry.
Well, you know what America loves is an admission of guilt. I think that Americans love repentant junkies, repentant sex offenders.
We do. We have a hard-on for that.
We, like when Clinton fucked up with that Monica Lewinsky, I think he could have fixed all of that by just giving admitting it quickly and then giving us a heartfelt, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because then you're back in the fold way quicker.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is that I think, back to why Rodman does this, I really do think, you know, he's a guy who would wear a dress and dye his hair yellow, put 15 piercings in. He loved attention. Yeah. He loved that when he did that. The reason we paid attention to him is because he was really good at a sport and he did that.
Right.
Now, he's an older man.
Yeah.
So I think he enjoys getting that attention in any way.
Negative, yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's still
such a bummer.
Huge. Like, he used to be on the cover of, like, you know, magazines, and people were just like, this guy Rodman's not just crazy, he's an amazing basketball player. And now it's just, this guy's just crazy.
Now he's just like the old washed out.
Yes. He's a guy just kind of drooling and mumbling and shit. Yeah. Yeah, but so he...
It's so embarrassing.
He said, let's see. Oh, here's what he told the crowd. He said, a lot of people have expressed different views about me and your leader. He's like, he's equating himself with Kim Jong-un in this statement. You're Marshall, and I take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Yes, he is a great leader. He provides for his people here in this country, and thank God the people here love the Marshall. Like, I don't think he can wrap his head around the reality of what goes on in North Korea.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think he really does think this is like a small, I think in his mind it's a small like island country, and they have this eccentric leader. Like, he's like, right. I'm eccentric, this guy's eccentric, and everyone's giving him a hard time. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think he equates Kim Jong-un with like the president of like the Bahamas. And he's like, you know,
yeah.
Like, look, it's just a guy. He runs his country the way he likes it. Why are we busting his balls?
It's just like Club Med. Everybody wears Speedos. We have a barbecue. We have a little queue every Sunday. Free
Absolutely.
Love. Yeah, it's totally not that. Yeah, and I'm sure like we talked about this. Remember when Sean Penn went to Venezuela?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that guy's awesome. What's that guy's name? Not Pinochet.
Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, Chavez.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Everything's great. Like, yeah, when Sean Penn goes there,
yeah,
everything's great.
They always leave out the detail. Like,
right.
Well, you know that most people, when they go to Venezuela, they don't stay at the presidential palace, right? Like, that's not the average person's trip.
Right. So he's going to North Korea and probably kicking it in some whatever palatial estate that this lunatic leader
absolutely
lives in.
He is staying in the best place you could possibly stay.
Yeah, hookers, whatever.
And whatever he wants.
Has no idea.
Yeah.
He needs to watch that Lisa Ling documentary where she goes behind enemy lines there.
Yeah,
interviews people and goes to people's houses where they have to, I think it's the Supreme Leader. I love the Supreme Leader.
Read an article about what happened to Lisa. That would also be a good thing to
get your life.
Yeah, but do you know, sir, why? Because the thing, and I always want to say one thing. I want to say one thing.
Yeah, here's the best part is I didn't actually see the clip. Until today.
Yeah.
You guys have to look this clip up because the most phenomenal part is the two teammates behind him who are just one guy's fighting an eye roll the entire time. The other guy is just looking at the floor like, you motherfucker, shut the fuck up. You shut up, Dennis.
At one point, their eyes connect. At one point, they look at each other and they're like, dude, are you serious right now?
It's like how I used to feel when I go to a restaurant with my mother. And she would start, one time we went to a Japanese restaurant and the waitress sat her somewhere she felt was inferior. And my mother got very racist and awful. She was like, this fucking gook bitch sits me next to the fucking bathroom. Fuck you, you fucking cunt. And I was like, oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. Story of my life. This is every time we'd go out in public, she would like, you know, rant and rave like a lunatic. So I get this. Poor Dennis Rodman.
Oof.
He's really fucked up. He might be like bipolar. I'm thinking there's definitely a chemical imbalance to blame
here.
Real problem, like a real medical. This isn't just booze. You know what I'm saying? Like
you can, you know, booze sounds different.
Yeah.
You know, booze has its own effect. Like it, you could tell when someone's drunk.
Ah, the French champagne.
That's Orson Welles.
Love that.
Doing.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson.
These outtakes from his drunk and bloated self doing these commercials for Paul Masson, and they're just like, Action Orson, and he goes, he's not going to do anything? And they're like, cut, no. They explain it to him, and then he's supposed to go, French champagne, right? And he goes,
the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson.
Oh, my God.
Inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
Cut. That's one of the earlier. Can we do another one?
Yeah.
Sure, you can.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson. Inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
Something tells me he was sampling the goodies. He was having the set food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're never supposed to eat food that's like prop food, but he did. First of all, we should point out this wasn't like a young, spry Orson Welles. This is a very bloated, very just at the expiration date Orson Welles. Like he may have died right after recording that.
That day. Yeah.
I mean, the guy looks so awful.
The spin I've heard on him not being drunk is that that's all pills.
Oh, maybe.
That he was eating pills a lot
pills
in those days.
And booze, I would say.
Right, a little mix up. It makes you feel good. And you can go, the French champagne is always known for its excellence. And Paul Masson has the same vintage. And if you watch that commercial, he goes to point at the bottle, his finger just hits it and like slides across it.
This is so great. But my favorite is the sound. Like he's trying to go, the French. The line is, the French.
Yeah. And you can see if somebody was full of like spirit and energy. Right. You get how to deliver that right. line. It's the French champagne, right? Like that's how you're supposed to.
The French champagne is.
That's. He paused for air. He had to catch his breath. He went, "Maha, the French champagne." That's what he did right there.
Maha, the French champagne is always.
That kills me every time. It's Maha.
The French champagne.
It looks like it surprised him, like he didn't know the line was coming. The French champagne.
That's the second take, right?
This is the first one.
The French champagne.
And the second one is.
Do you think they had cue cards? Or was this off memory, which is
Cards, 100%.
And that's why he was like, yeah.
And then they move the card. He goes, champagne. Yeah, I think he did not. He did what not memorize fuck, those lines. Man. No way.
What happens to people? Like your only job is to wake up and like talk for 30 seconds. And you fuck that up. It's so awful.
My favorite part is actually on the first one, he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
He just he doesn't move after action, and then the director goes action again. He goes action, Orson. And he goes, he doesn't do anything. Like he's waiting for the other guy to act.
Oh right.
I think this is. Let's see if I have it here.
So good.
Let me pull this up. Is it?
He thinks that
the extra
would have the line before first. Orson Welles. Yeah.
Let's see.
Probably not likely, buddy.
Camera. Marked. 102, take one. With overlap, action please.
Just waiting. He's looking.
Action Orson, please.
He doesn't do anything?
No, sorry, cut.
It doesn't do anything?
Wrong please. Action Orson, please.
He doesn't do anything?
No, cut.
Yeah, those are bad.
Does Orson have an English accent? Or he just, when he's pilled up, does?
I think when he's pilled up, he does.
Ah, the French.
French champagne is always known for its excellence.
That's Orson Welles. Like he's a
Citizen Kane, man.
Major player.
Yeah.
How does it get to that? Get to Chuck? Like Chuck Woolery, you're the host of Love Connection, one of the greatest shows of all time, and then you end up doing Jerk in the Jar ads.
You can't be that guy.
No.
You can't be the guy who ends up
Didn't Greasy
speaking about greasy stuff.
Oh my god.
Didn't Greasy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy.
So weird.
So weird. I don't know why he has to say, I don't know about you, but what? Just say what you like. I don't know why you have to the disclaimer on there. I don't know about you.
The thing is, I'm not sure about you.
That's so bizarre.
Another person who knows how to be drunk in public.
What music are you listening to now? Do you listen to new music?
I don't really listen to new music. If something catches my ear, I don't listen to new metal bands. I don't listen to give me the top 10 of the new metal. One of the dangers of that is if I start to like it, if something gets in my head, it'll come out my mouth, you know.
So you listen to a lot of Justin Bieber? Is that Justin Bieber?
Who the fuck's Justin Bieber?
Good. But here's why I love Ozzy. Dude, he's still funny. Like he's still
hysterical.
Lucid.
Still, yeah.
That's why I think it's more with Dennis. I think Dennis has a chemical problem.
You really do, huh?
Yeah, because Ozzy's just like he's not mentally ill. He's just a fucking drunk.
He really has burned out like what is left in his brain.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so this next clip I found was him from the Osbournes, and he can't figure out how to use the television. It's so funny. I mean, who the fuck can? We have like five remote controls, too, for one thing.
Yeah, let's see here.
Weak signal, that's about all I want to know. What's that old fucking that weak signal? Jack! Can you get this fucking this television to work? I'm about...
Yeah.
No.
He was at least more amusing. Dennis is fucking...
Yeah, he's just gone. He's just cray-cray. Do you think... Dennis doesn't have a wife, right? Like, he doesn't have a life.
Don't know. He's been married. I don't know if he's still married.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's been married before.
So what is his... But singing happy birthday to Kim Jong-un. Like, how did that happen?
They welcomed him out. Everybody lined up. The American players, the North Korean players, the referees were positioned. And then this arena where they use cattle prods to force people into it was filled. And Dennis Rodman walked to the microphone and everybody applauded. Dennis Rodman. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's real. So weird, right?
He sounded like Marilyn Monroe. He's very beautiful.
He did kind of sing it seductively.
He did, yeah. I guess I can't sing it goofy.
I was trying to make out the name because it gets too loud. I think he said, "Happy birthday, dear Jong-un." I think that's what he said. Can you tell what he said or no?
No.
Happy birthday, dear Jong-un. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, boy.
I can see how you go down that road, though, boozing it up. Not like show business is like a great business, you know? There's so many ups and downs.
It's
and
a fucking nightmare.
It really is.
So my body hurts a lot right now.
Yeah, you made fitness today.
I've been doing that kickboxing class, guys, and I go to a place where they have... They have like instruction style curves. Classes.
It's like curves.
Yeah, like curves where like you have training classes where it's just, you know, it's technique oriented. Mm. So you know, your technique improves.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have the advanced one, which is, you know, for people that know their shit more. But they also have one you can go to. It doesn't matter what level you are. That's just an intense workout.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's the one that I've gone to the last couple of days where... The thing is, you don't stop for the hour, and I thought I was going to pass out today. I did it yesterday and today.
That's terrible.
And it's just, then you don't stop. So as soon as the class starts, they're just like, all right, like get a jog on, get a jump rope, and then you're like, all right, now what? And it's just like drop, push-ups, now jackknifes, jump burpees, jump squats, hit the bag, let's do combos, fucking bell goes, and you're like, as soon as you're done, you're like, ah, and they're like, drop down, give me 20 more push-ups, and that's for an hour.
It's so crazy.
I think this is probably part of my problem, is I do this traditionally, and then after a couple days, I'm so just spent right now.
Mm.
I know I'm not going tomorrow, because I'm flying out, and then I get like, too like turned off by how fucking hard it is, basically.
Yeah. Well, here's what I've noticed about your pattern, just so you know what it is. Do you want to know what it
sure,
is?
Sure, sure.
Is that you totally fucking, like, you go hard, you go balls deep on stuff.
Yeah.
And then you go so crazy that it burns you out. Like, essentially, it's hard to keep up
that
a long-term thing if you're burning out super early,
mm-hmm.
right? As opposed to like, oh, maybe I'll do this once a week and see how I like that. Okay, now we'll go up to twice a week in a little while or three times. You know what I mean? Like maybe not so ambitious in the beginning. Like just fucking ease into it, bro.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'm going to do is I'm going to do the intense one no more than twice a week.
There you go.
And then I'll go to the technique one once or twice a week.
There you go. And then that way you're not burning it out.
Yeah.
You know. But I fucking, when I did that Pure Bar class a lot, I can't do it now because all I do is shit and fart. And like, I'm way too weak to do that. But I was always the fattest fucking blob of shit.
I was an old piece of shit in my class today. And people were older than me, but I was like the person people looked at like, he's 70. Give him a break. Yeah. Yeah, that's how they looked at me. Like, he's super fat. Give him a break.
Yeah, I feel like I was always like morbidly obese compared to these ballerina girls.
I was such a piece of shit in this class.
Don't you hate understand. That? Yes. And then you're like, oh, I'm fucking fatter and lazy.
Here was my big mistake. Yesterday was the first time I'd ever been to this intense workout class.
Yeah.
Where you just don't stop. And it was really hard. And it's hard for people that are in shape. Like, I see the people there. It's an intense thing. And I should have taken today, I think. I shouldn't have gone, at least in the morning, because I was wrecked 5 minutes into this class.
Yeah, you didn't sleep much last night.
I know.
But it's because you didn't come to bed the same time as me.
I went to bed 30 minutes after you.
Really?
Yeah, you were asleep. You passed out.
What did it smell like in the room?
Farts upon farts upon farts. I keep watching more and more coverage of the game I went to the other day. There was a new show.
Your championship game that now I acknowledge is being very important.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's cool. You still find more and more stuff in it that you love?
Well, they did so many shows about that game, and that they're re-airing all the shows. Wow. So I started to watch one of those. It was fantastic.
That's cool. Do you feel excited every time you watch it?
Like, yes. The craziest part, and I don't understand what part of our brain does this. Do you ever get nervous watching a movie that you know you've seen before? You're like, oh shit. The suspense still affects you even though you know the outcome.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs.
Right. So you've seen the movie. It doesn't matter if you've seen it 10 times. Certain moments still get to you. And you're like, I've already seen this.
Dude, do you know what scene
I
gets
do that
me?
With games. I'm like biting my nail.
It's like your favorite thing. Yeah.
Like,
what's going to happen?
What's going to happen? I was at the fucking game. I already know what's going to happen. What's wrong with me?
Is that black guy going to catch that ball or is that black guy not going
to
do that?
All right. We don't need you to go there.
It seems like there's a lot of black guys on football teams.
Yeah. But what are you trying to say?
But why do they have braids? Like, I don't, that's not like
braids?
A lot of them
dreads.
Have
dreads.
Oh, those are dreads?
Yeah, a lot of them have dreads.
Okay. But if another player can grab them, right?
Yes.
And pull you down.
Absolutely.
So then why would you have those dreadlocks? Because, like, that's kind of dangerous.
It's your choice. The choice is you can have them.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they look like they weigh a lot.
Yeah, and they probably are smelly.
And they,
and then
they
that
weigh
helmet,
down on you.
And the helmet cooks.
Yes.
Those dreads and just smelly, stinky dreads.
Yeah. To me, I just looks like they take up too much room and looks like they just weigh. They're just thick and heavy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the only reason, but mine's just a aesthetic and comfortable. But people obviously like having them.
Yeah.
But if you decide to rock dreads, some guys have incredibly long dreads too.
Oh, yeah.
That is considered part of the uniform and they can pull. Now, we should also point out that if you don't have dreads but you just have long hair, the same thing applies.
Yes.
Like, there's no running backs or receivers, guys who carry the ball that have long, just straight hair. But if they did, they can get pulled down by that too. Absolutely.
Are there guys in the NFL, that's not what you watch, on the college football
or
circuit?
Or NFL, yeah.
Is there any guys that have beaver tail?
Beaver tail?
Beaver tail shit dreads. Have you seen that?
Shit dreads.
And I called them shit dreads. We're like, they're so disgusting and matted that it turns into a beaver's tail.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Those are homeless people. Yeah, I know. I know the people that have those. I've seen that before. Those are the kind of guys that say shit like.
People changes.
Yeah.
Can you can't really wash dreads, right? Like, there's not. Really...
I know nothing about dread upkeep. I know nothing about it.
Well, I know
that they look like when they get to a certain length, I'm like, man, your hair is like a huge accessory. Like,
it's a lot.
It just looks like a lot.
Well, I mean dreads, I'm talking about like the white hippie kids I kind of went to college with at USF.
Right. Yeah.
Like those fucking weird beards. I know they were smelly. Like I smelled this guy.
Yeah, they look like they smell.
This guy Pete had them. Yeah, and he also dealt us drugs, and for some reason, why is that always, I don't know, the Rastafarian thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, I can't even imagine. Would you date somebody with dreads?
100% no. No way in 1,000 years.
What would
a black
you do?
Woman, I would.
Well, yeah, that's
I'm thinking of like a white girl with dreads. No. Right.
What if I was like, I really want to have.
No. White people with dreads are the worst people on earth.
I know, they should be killed.
Absolutely.
Publicly.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I totally. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Now
I mean, black people are definitely the only ones that can pull that off.
Yeah.
I think it's a natural occurrence, right? Don't do you have to like really work at that?
Now we're really delving into racism territory. Yeah. I don't know about all that. I want to say they're linked to Rastafarianism, which in its essence, Rastafarianism was very pro-black and not about white people at all.
Right.
So I think they're kind of political. I think they signify that for black people.
No, I know. I know. One time, a black comic and I were watching TV in the green room, and Stevie Wonder came on TV.
He has braids.
Yes, he had braids, right? Yeah, braids. And he was like, man, Stevie needs to cut them braids. This is like shit. Because he's like half bald now, so they're not like across the whole head.
Yeah.
And I thought I would, you know, when like somebody plants an idea in your head and you're like, you're like, yeah, man. And then I tried to say that to somebody, and they're like, that's fucked up. You shouldn't say that about Stevie Wonder. And I was like, no, but he said it too. Like, yeah, I tried to be the guy.
Of course.
I was like, nah, because they look. He's like, you can't say that, man.
Well, yeah, Stevie doesn't even know what he looks like. Isn't that crazy?
They don't look good now. I'll just say that.
Somebody should tell Stevie Wonder, like, bro, it's time to get
you could
up
do something
braids.
Different. I saw him one time.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
He didn't see me, but I saw him at this restaurant called The Bazaar. Uh-huh. In Beverly Hills.
No shit. What was he doing? Like, who was he with?
He was not knowing where he was, is what he was doing. No, he was with a group of people at a table, and I was like, that's Stevie fucking Wonder.
Do you think he was always blind, Stevie Wonder, or he became blind later? Like, did he learn to play piano blind?
I think so. Yeah.
So crazy.
I mean, we can easily look that up.
Oh, we can? Like a device that would tell you things like
Was Stevie Wonder. Let's see.
Dude, that guy is so talented.
Let's see.
And he's fucking blind. You think about that? You're like, I'm a fucking loser, man. I've got all my function.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do a fraction of what that guy does. What's he so fucking happy about, Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder was born in Michigan, the third of six children.
Damn.
Let's see. Owing to his being born 6 weeks premature, the blood vessels at the back of his eyes had not yet reached the front, and their aborted growth caused the retinas to detach.
Hmm.
The medical term for this condition is retinopathy of prematurity, or ROP, and it was exacerbated by the oxygen therapy given while in his hospital incubator.
Hmm.
I guess that explains that, you know.
There you go.
He was born that way. Yeah.
Is he married?
Is he married? Personal life. We'll go there.
I love personal life.
He has
section.
Been married twice to Motown singer-songwriter, collaborator Sarita Wright from 70 until their amicable divorce in 72. Okay. Mm. And since 2001 to fashion designer Kai Millard Morris. Mm. He has seven children.
Damn.
From his second marriage and several relationships.
Stevie be fucking.
Oh, in August 2012, it was revealed that Wonder had filed for a divorce from Kai Millard, agreeing to pay Millard for spousal support as well as child support for their two children, asking for joint custody.
You better be right and shit. What if Stevie Wonder, like, you know how publicly he's like the nicest, sweetest guy?
Yeah.
What if behind closed doors he's the biggest piece of shit?
It's very possible. We always, you know, we always imagine that our favorite entertainers and artists have to be saints. And they don't. You enjoy them for what they do. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like that article. There was an article I read. I think we've mentioned it. About R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Somebody, I forgot, tweeted it. I read it. It is horrific.
Yeah.
And this Chicago Sun-Times writer is just like, you have no idea. Like, he's like, it's public. All these cases that are filed against him.
Yeah.
Like, he's a fucking predator. But we go, but he sings awesome.
Yeah, as was Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin. Let's not forget Elvis Presley married a 15-year-old girl. All this stuff gets kind of swept under the rug when you like what they do.
But if you like what they do because they're what they do is fucking awesome, you know?
All right. I like this one.
I mean, honestly, if you find out this guy's a piece of shit, does it really bother you?
Hang up the phone to let me know you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with Tom.
It's hard to picture Stevie Wonder being a piece of shit, though.
I know. He's so sweet.
We think.
I know. To let you know tonight's the night for me and you. Oh, okay. Okay, Stevie.
I'm sure this shit gets old after a while here, though. This shit.
Fashion. Oh. What is that? His head bob?
His head bob.
Oh, you're like, shut the fuck up.
Will you knock it off already?
Quit your smiling.
I mean, the guy.
Yeah, I know.
He knows how to make it fucking.
God damn, this fucking song. Frat boys all over the world love this one.
Is this a frat song?
I'm not jamming. Everybody loves this song.
Do they?
Yeah.
This song, why does it, melodically, it's just perfect.
Everything about it, yeah.
This song grabs you.
Yeah, by the nuts.
Yeah. I mean, you want to play this by the pool, right?
Yeah. Fire up the cue.
And it's not even one of, it's not in his genre necessarily, right? Because it has a reggae feel.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, it's like, knocks it out of the park.
Who was he working with at this time, I wonder?
This was my dad.
Oh, no shit. Top Dog did this?
Yep. My dad plays most of the instruments on this.
You did the trumpet, yeah?
Yeah. And then he wrote most of the lyrics. But then Stevie sang them.
Did your dad braid his braids? Everyone's feeling pretty. It's hot
third in July. Though the world's full of problems. My fantasy was to be able to sing like I wish I had.
Try it. From the park, I hear rhythm. I hear rhythm. Oh, that's good. Something about there you go. Here you go. On the corner at the end of the block. Didn't know you would be coming to the break of dawn. Sing the party and the club and the boom. We'll be coming to the break of dawn.
Did you fantasize about having certain artist voices? Like, pretend in your head you fantasize?
Yeah.
Like, I pretended I could sit, like, when I would hear this, I'd picture myself, you know, at a piano, being able to do this.
Do you know who I wanted to be?
Who?
Cyndi Lauper.
Really?
Well, yeah, I lip synced to Shebop in summer camp. It was very embarrassing. I didn't even win. I didn't win.
Stevie, I don't think you're a piece of shit. I think you're a sweet guy that just needs to cut his fucking braids.
Cut those dirty braids. Michael Jackson, sweetest guy on the planet, apparently, and then, you know, raping kids.
Wait, allegedly. I don't appreciate that you said that.
Really?
Yeah. Can I tell you why?
Because he's innocent.
Because I don't have any justification.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
I didn't even do it like that. Wow. Y'all did me wrong. I'm a nice.
That fucking family. His dad's a real piece of shit, that dad.
That, the moment that showed you exactly who that dad is when at the funeral.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's like it was awkwardly like a red carpet at the funeral.
Right.
And they're like, we're sorry about your son. And he was like, thank you. Me and Kevin have a new business venture.
Yeah.
It's called Suntime Entertainment. And we're going to be doing songs. And they're like, what? Why are you
crazy.
Doing this? It's so
and
crazy.
And then he had a little boy sing who he was representing, I guess, on the label. And we're like, are you fucking serious
He's
right now?
He's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, what a piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
No wonder he touched boys. Michael had no fucking options.
You think so?
Yeah, when you're raising that crazy-ass family, I mean, they're all fucked up. Janet's maybe normal. The quiet ones, there's what? Rebo?
Yeah.
Jackie, Marlon...
Here
Pinocchio,
we go.
Pistachio.
Hello, everybody. I'm here to witness that Marsha, and this is Marsha, by the way, and also this is something that we want you to know that I was asked a question last night about the record company. Well, what I'm doing is I established a record company.
Established.
With Marsha, and the company is called Marantz Records. Distributed by Blue Star and Blu-ray, yeah. So we have a lot of good artists fixing to come out. And I was asked that question, and I answered just like it was asked, because they wanted to know what else I was doing. Why don't you go ahead?
That's so weird.
Meow. Not a fan.
Yeah, that wasn't actually the clip. The clip was Like, but he's, what a weird time to bring that up.
Yeah, you know, it's for public, it's Shameless. The guy's a fucking scumbag. He's an Ike Turner. He's
yeah.
a horrible human being.
Yeah, yeah, he's bad.
What are you looking at? The funeral?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
That was such a rigmarole. I remember when Michael died and then they shut down all of downtown Los Angeles anticipating that, you know, the masses were going to come out and mourn Michael's death. And I don't think it was that big of a deal. I don't. Did people clog traffic? No. It was actually less of a turnout than they expected. And it was a very weird time.
Was it? I don't remember the turnout.
Yeah, it was in downtown LA and they were like anticipating masses of people and it just didn't happen that way.
Yeah,
it didn't go down.
But it was right after his son died.
It was at
the funeral. We're like, we're so sorry. Like,
well, I got a record label.
This thing in Blu-ray entertainment and producer, we got a lot of director. Artists coming out.
I'm a writer, I'm a poet, I'm a dancer.
But that did show you, you're like, oh, your son's a piece. Oh, he's a piece of shit because you. Okay, got it.
I know. Did I tell you about the dog park the other day? Did we talk about this? I took our son to the dog park and I've come to the realization that I don't like other dog moms. Like, I know that's what I am now as a dog mom, because when I call our vet and I'm like, oh, is Theo ready? And then she goes, oh, you mean your babe? No, I go, is my dog ready? And she goes, oh, what's your baby's name? I go, my baby. All right, ma'am. My dog's name is Theo. But they like force this on you, culture of dog mom.
Yeah.
Where you have to like, all right, I guess he's my son.
I like it.
I like it too. I'm getting used to it because I just feel like an asshole. Considering our dog
a person,
yeah, because he's not, and you know, other parents, I'm sure, are like, yeah, right, dog is now nowhere near,
yeah, but there's also fuck those people,
right? That too, good, but the other dog moms at the park, this one lady was like, I love your dog, is that a Brussels Griffon? And I'm like, he's half, and he's half a mini pin. She goes, no, he's not, I don't see that. I do not see that.
I like when people tell you, I've had it too.
We're like, bitch, what do you mean? He's my son. I gave birth to him. I know exactly what he is. We had the DNA test. He's fucking half mini pin.
I've gotten it. One of the parks I was at, and a lady goes, oh, you got a whatever terrier? I forget what time.
Terrier.
He's a something terrier. I go, he's a Brussels Griffon. She's like, oh. And she looked at me like, oh, he doesn't know. Like I didn't know. She was like, oh.
Yeah, bitch.
Really? Like, really?
Huh.
Yes.
I got paperwork, bitch. I
paid a lot of money. How much did we pay? $50?
$50 from Banfield Hospital.
To find out, you dumb bitch. And if you want to fucking argue with me, I'll fucking argue with you. I don't give a shit. I'll tell you exactly, and I'll get fired up, and I'll tell you that my dog, I know exactly what kind of dog I have, and if you don't like my dog...
I also didn't like when people play with him or touch him without my consent.
Yeah.
Like someone's like, oh, what's his name? And I'll be like, it's Theo. Hi, Theo. And then they touch him.
A lot of...
Don't touch my fucking dog.
Men are rough handlers, too.
Oh, I
see guys
like
who are like patting him on the side like he's a fucking 60-pound lab or something. I'm like, dude, 10-pound dog. Relax.
Yeah. Like my dad has big, meaty mechanic hands. Like,
yeah.
And when the way even he pets Theo, like he mashes his head down and then pushes on the dog and then up on the tail. And I'm like, oh, I just want to tell him, like, don't pet him that hard.
You can't tell him.
He's 12 pounds. Like, he's not.
Yeah, we can't tell him.
He's not like a St. Bernard, dude.
We can tell other people, though.
Yeah. Yeah, don't fucking touch my dog. Don't look at my dog. Don't ask me his name. Like, he's not interested in you, bitch.
Yep.
And then he did this thing where now he likes to get in the middle of the dog park and just bark. He just barks at all the action. And I'm like, go for it. Just fucking let it out, man. Like, do better to do it here than at home, right?
Right.
It's a fucking park. Yeah. He just wants to let... It's in his spirit. Like,
is he right there right now?
Yeah, he's right here.
He's over there. I can't see.
He's sleeping.
That's weird. He never sleeps, this guy.
I know. And people look at me like, are you going to tell him to be quiet? Like, no. This is where he should be able to fucking bark, right?
Yeah.
This is where you go outside. It's a dog park. Don't judge me. Don't you tell me what to do with my fucking dog.
Do you ever pet other dogs in front of him?
Never.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Would you fucking praise another child in front of your child? No. This is my number one right here.
Yeah.
Never. I would never fucking pet another piece of shit dog.
Well, listen to you.
They're not. Nobody's as cute as Theo.
I'm with you on that.
Other people think their dogs are cute, but they're fucking way not.
I like that. I like that attitude.
Although I did see a pug mixed with a Yorkie, a Porky.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking cute, dude.
I gotta look that up.
It was like a mini Theo.
Miniature FIFO.
It looked like him, but tinier.
Do you remember when my mom was talking about Wu-Tang all the time?
I do. She was a huge fan of them, yeah.
I didn't even know. I found that these are right here. I haven't heard these in a long time. Here's my mom.
Wu-Tang is dangerous. Protect your neck, brother.
That was really good.
Yeah, Wu-Tang is dangerous.
How does she know that?
Fan.
Oh, she's a... which album do you think she likes the most?
She's kind of a purist, so probably 36 Chambers, but, you know, she likes them all.
Ghostface Killers is a poet from the streets. That's how I like my MCs.
See? She,
I miss her. What's up with Charlie these days?
We got to call her. We can't call her right now, I guess. But
it's too late, huh?
We got to call her.
What's up with her? We didn't see her on Christmas. Was she super bummed?
Yeah, she was really bummed that we didn't go. One more.
You know what the problem is, Tommy?
What?
There are so many wannabe MCs. But if you want to be a real one, you go face killer.
Yeah.
You go face killer.
Well, she gets a little tongue-tied. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
Do you think she had any idea what she was saying?
100% no.
No.
Whatever I put in front of her, she just says.
See, your parents are good to go like that. Like, they just play along. My parents aren't fun. My dad's not like that. He'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? But dad, it's like the Wu-Tang. You go, come on.
Come on,
don't
come
make
on.
Fun of me, come on. He thinks you're making fun of him, my
You
dad.
Are. That's the whole thing. You are making fun of him.
But does Charo know that you're making fun of her?
Kind of. I mean, I'm not, you know, I think she gets that her saying this is funny. She right. likes, and she likes to be funny. So.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Yeah.
She Your mom's really naturally funny.
Yeah, there's all these old things that I haven't imported into this thing yet, but I found some, those are like super old ones.
Your mom's a natural storyteller and a very natural comedian.
Yeah.
She's so funny and dramatic.
This is from like one of the first ones we did.
Yeah.
Was, remember when my parents were at the, we went to see them at the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and my dad wiped his booger.
Yeah, she didn't like that. She was really upset about that.
Yep.
Tell me what you told me. I said
I never get bored with you.
No, you didn't say that. What did you tell me? You called me and said, you know, it's funny, it's horrible to say this. The only thing I have to pretend, that people entertain me, and I get so bored with everybody. The only person who doesn't get me bored is Tommy. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, but you're automatically included in my list. You are, and I told you that other times.
No, you didn't. Other times. No, you didn't.
Well,
Matt, come up.
You screw up. Like, she'll really call you out on your shit.
What did she say? You're screwed up?
You screwed up.
Yeah.
Because he told her, I get so bored with everybody. Except everybody bores me except Tommy.
Oh, he loves
and she goes,
you.
You didn't. He goes, well, you're automatically included. And she's like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
What have I ever been bored with you? Ever?
Well, you don't have a choice. You live with me. If you're bored, it's your problem. Can't you imagine? But he's going to look at me and say, I'm bored with you.
You need to wear a necklace today.
Buy me one.
What about earrings? Your earrings look nice.
I struggle with buying her earrings, and then she takes them back, and that's just her earlobes are getting weak, so she can't carry heavy earrings, only light earrings.
What? Your earrings are getting weak?
I lost basically one ear.
One ear?
What?
Yeah, but I don't know. These are all what from you? That weekend.
One of the things we've talked about on our show is... I told our listeners how you gave me great advice on how to wipe.
This is the first wipe.
Remember when I called you and yeah. I was like, I just keep wiping, and you told me maybe you're wiping too hard. You're going in.
Right.
You remember that?
Yes, right. I do remember
right.
that.
Right.
And what did you tell me?
You need to wipe down.
Oh, now, there it is.
And also not push in.
Right, not to push in because it just drives it more in.
Yeah.
Can you please stop before? Let me just take one second.
Yeah?
What is your career, huh? What is your profession? Because I want to be sure how do you like to be portrayed. I'm proud to be disgusting.
No. I
and
just...
I hope this gives you joy. I am so disgusting.
I just do.
This you can your wife love for sure.
Okay. So. Now, what happened now, if you wipe too hard, Like
you get dingleberries.
Well, not just that, but you can be pushing into your butthole.
That's right. Right.
And that's why it was always brown
right.
every time.
Right, exactly.
Wipe a little softer.
Right. That's right. Right.
Do you have any wiping advice for our...
She's so upset.
I'm helping my son with his comedy career.
This is my comedy career. How, what, do you have any other wiping advice? There's a lot of guys that listen to our show,
mm-hmm.
a lot of young guys, and, you know, you have a lot more experience than we do.
Well, lately I've been using these medicated pads, you know, like, you know the wipes people use to clean, like, their countertops?
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. also good for that because they have antibacterial.
Really? Uh-huh. Take doesn't it, like, have, like, ammonia or something in it?
That was the countertop wipes.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. And he was serious. This is not a joke.
Very serious. And then the booger.
Yeah. But what happened was we got into an elevator at the hotel they were staying at, and he just jokingly was like, I put a booger on a number three.
Well, it's an ongoing... He always says... He has these same, you know, like dads do, their repeat jokes.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, one of my favorite things to do... He's been saying this to me for years. I like to put a big booger on the lobby button because people have to touch it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I like
But that. It's always like a thing you know is made up.
Yeah.
That day...
He did it. He really did it. Like, it was you, me, and him in the elevator, and then he pulled this really scrungy booger.
It was so gross.
And it was one of those that was hard, like a comet. Like, it was hard and then had a tail, and it was soft at the tail. So gross. It was such a meaty booger, and he wiped it on...
I'm going to throw up.
...the button. Those are my favorite. Don't you love those?
Yesterday, what did you do in the elevator?
Put a big booger on the number one button, so this way I could spread germs out of my nose to all the residents of the hotel.
Why would you do that?
Because it's fun. It's fun.
It's what's that? I think it's disgusting. What do you think is disgusting?
Are you taping the thing?
I'm recording it. Yeah.
So your people know that your father is absolutely the most disgusting. I don't think this is funny. I don't know what to tell you.
What? You know what he did, right? Did she know?
No, don't tell her. Don't tell her.
She just said it.
Don't tell her.
You said it. I didn't tell her.
Everybody spread it to everybody.
But I cleaned it off. I did clean it off.
That's not funny.
Wait a minute. Have you ever?
I don't
think
what is. No wonder why
all
the school is a classic.
You know what?
That was so gross.
So crazy.
We got to get them on again.
Yeah, I miss those two. I wish they would come. Do you think they'll come visit us?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I want them to come out here. It's more fun when they come here.
Yeah, I'm going to have them come out.
Just make them say they like to stay at the hotel. Like, they like to have their comforts and then...
Definitely. Maybe I'll offer miles for their... You know, I'll be like, we'll give you some miles.
That's a good idea. You know, I have some on United that they could probably use.
I'll be like, I'll give you some coach miles. I'm not giving you fucking first class.
Well, duh.
Out of your mind.
Of course. Coach, hurrah. What's your status for next year, bro?
Ugh, let's not talk about it.
What's your status?
I'm platinum.
Really?
Yeah.
Welcome to the club. So am I.
15,000 short of diamond.
Nice. I can't believe you and I are in the same playing field next year. This is awesome.
It's not awesome.
It's awesome impressive. For me.
Why?
I just like it. I like that you and I are in the same
How many
level
did you fly? Once. How many did you fly total?
Oh, I don't know how many. There's so many, I don't even count.
All right.
You know what? I got to cool it with the veggies on this diet. Like, seriously, yesterday I farted fucking so much.
And your farts were the grossest farts
ever.
Let's
talk about it. What do they smell like? I want you to describe them.
No, last night was a sick... You sound like a sick old man. A sick old Asian man who shits when he farts. It smelled like eight guys were shitting in your panties.
Did I... I've been having disgusting. The farts where... Tommy, listen. I've been having farts where I fart and then they smell exactly like what I just ate.
I noticed. It's not a new thing.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that I tweeted Joey Diaz and I asked him, I was like, hey, Joey, have you ever had a fart that smells like exactly what you just ate? Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure Joey Diaz
said. What do you say?
He wrote back something like, Yeah, I've got a closet. And at the end of the fight, you can smell the recipe mixed in with your asshole. I was like, yep.
That's it. And that's a very elegant way of phrasing that.
I knew you'd have the answers, Uncle Joey.
He does. We have to get him on here.
Yeah, man. Let's get him in here again.
Yeah. We have to have the boys here. All right.
Fuck. All right.
Oh, my God. Did we not fucking do that?
What, bro?
We didn't mention that episode 4 had the price change.
Oh, shit, man.
Guys.
We'll tack it on.
Tack it on. We're tacking it on right now.
At the very end?
Well, we'll tack it on at the beginning, too.
Yeah.
But, so now you've already heard it because we tacked it on. But bonus number 4 has had its price reduction on iTunes. Please, if you love the show, consider going on iTunes. And it's under albums. That's one of the things that people always search it under podcasts. It's not under podcast. It's like buying a comedy album. It's Your Mom's House, Mom's House bonus episode number 4, live from Pasadena. It's a great episode. The audio is fantastic. And it's only $1.99. So for the cost of 2 singles, you get this great bonus episode. We would really appreciate it if you got it.
Yeah, sorry it took so long. That's an iTunes flub. That is not our intention.
Not ours, not Blue Band. It's 100% iTunes.
It's iTunes. And know that that's like a default setting, that $9.99. We don't price it that way. They do.
And that's why we request it. And the reason it took so long is I don't fucking know. Because I got an email about it because I requested it a second time when they said like, oh, sorry, your request didn't go through. We'll try it again.
You know what it is? It's probably the holidays. People took off. It's like all offices get to bare bone staff. So
yeah. All right.
Whatever. Well, it's back in action now. You go.
Okay. Barb. We love you. We got to go.
Love you, Jeans.
Bye, Jeans. Meow. You're the main meow. You are her 100%.
Crazy. Crazy.